The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN. When you combine your fist.
7:41. Congratulations, Brian Urlacher, going in the Hall of Fame this weekend, and well deserved. The head coach of the Fighting Illini, and we're going to talk to him about Urlacher and also about the Fighting Illini in just a second. Before we get to that, I also want to tell you that coming up on this program later is Steve Stone on your Chicago White Sox, Dean Richards on your show business, the Coronas. We'll play live in studio. Justin, tell me about the Coronas.
Irish band playing Lollapalooza on Sunday.
And Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live. Speaking of the SNL tickets we're giving away all week. Chris Redd is in town doing stand-up. Where is he, at the Improv?
He's hosting a stage at Lollapalooza, like a comedy stage.
Oh, good. So a bunch of his buddies are on it, or is
he? I'm not sure. I mean, it's a Toyota thing. I know that that's the Toyota comedy stage.
Well, Toyota's a funny car. I'll tell you that right now. And Chris Redd will join us after 9. All right, Lovey's ready, so let's go to the coach right now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing great. How about y'all?
Doing fine. Welcome. Glad you're here. Glad you're on. I want to talk about your team, but first I want you to tell me, if you would please, your favorite Brian Urlacher memory.
I was with Brian quite a few years. One memory would be pretty tough. There's so many. One of my favorite games, of course, he had was the Monday Night Arizona game. Running interception, about 90-yard interception return versus Brett Favre. But first day at camp, there's a million Brian Urlacher memories that I have.
Right.
And so we had a chance to think about quite a few of them, for sure.
Yep, and he is going into Canton this weekend, which is, I'm sure it's a great thrill for you as well.
Absolutely. For Brian and his family, yes, for all the coaches, you know, his coach Bob Babbage that would be presenting him, but all his teammates. I mean, I make a statement, Brian is the best superstar you'll ever be around, and I mean, that's what, you know, most of his teammates, all of his teammates will say. So, special day for a lot of people.
The Chicago coach, congratulations on having a player that you coached to the Hall of Fame. I'm interested in your take on your defense. Your defense, the cover two, is well known in NFL circles as one of the best defensive schemes in the history of football. Brian Urlacher was a big part of that. Talk about how your defense got better because of a guy like Brian Urlacher.
Well, we do believe in our philosophy on how defense should be played. One of the main reasons why our defense could be successful is linebacker play. It's a linebacker-friendly system, and when you have a special guy in the middle that starts everything, first guy that they hear every play, checks to be made to get in the perfect defense, all of those things, defenses look a lot better for it. But, you know, there's a premium on athletic ability at the linebacker position. And, you know, when you start growing up guys, the perfect linebacker, does he look like Brian? Yeah, looks just like Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guy with that type of speed can do it all. Man coverage, if we wanted to, he would probably be going in if we had just rushed him most of the time, too, on the outside.
You know, if you're caught in a dark alley and you got to fight your way out, who do you want, Butkus, Singletary, or Urlacher?
Well, you know, you would like all three of them. It would be my first
depends
preference.
Depends on the alley.
Of course, Mike Singletary, you know, the reason why he's in the Hall, too. And, you know, as I'm looking on the phone with you right now, I'm, you know, looking out at Memorial Stadium. And of course, Dick's number is at the top of our stadium. So he knows how to play a little bit of football, too. But for me personally, of course, to be able to be in every meeting, you know, around meetings with Brian, see him in training camp in all season, and then just off the field, seeing what kind of father he is and type of husband. So have a little bit more insight on Brian.
There you go.
Lovey, when you came to Chicago from St. Louis and you had the ability to take over this team, Brian Urlacher was already a budding star in a different system. What did you know about him? From being a coach in the NFL at that point, a defense coordinator, what did you know about Urlacher and how excited were you to come play with him?
Well, I'm going to go back to when Brian first came out. I remember interviewing him, you know, at the combine, And, you know, he was at a different position. We knew he was getting ready to make the transition. And as a young linebacker coach, you saw the potential right then. So I can vividly remember when he first came, maybe one of his first games he came in, it was against our Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. When I think it was an injury late in the game, Brian came in and made a great tackle on our sideline. And you kind of saw right then, you know, what was probably going to happen in his future. I'm not necessarily saying Hall of Fame, but you saw a special player early on. So, yeah, St. Louis, same thing. And you're really excited, of course, to become the head coach for the Chicago Bears. And to have a guy like that that you're going to, you know, grow with was pretty special.
Yeah, you want him on your team, not against your team.
Yeah, Coach,
absolutely.
Coach, I'm just curious, too, because, you know, superstars these days are so flashy and flamboyant. And Brian was exactly the opposite of that. I'm wondering if he's a good example for some of your young Illini to kind of follow as well.
He's a great example for any group that's playing football, just in general. It's a good group, of course, for the, you know, any other Hall of Famer going in, any pro team, college team, high school. Yes, you know, you want, you know, guys are looked up and they want to be like certain guys. It's definitely okay for your, you know, your young man, your kid, as he's growing up, to want to be exactly like Brian Urlacher in every way. He gets so much credit for so much. His football intellect was off the charts, too. Knew what everybody was supposed to do every play. Just can't think of a negative when you say, okay, well, this guy could do this. Well, Brian could do it all.
You know, Lovey, last time I saw you, I had a lot more hair than I do now. So, you know, I'm a proud member of the Follically Challenged. You like Urlacher with hair or without? I'm going with the no-hair Urlacher.
Well, I'm definitely going with the no-look Urlacher. I don't know this other Urlacher like that. So, I mean, we talk about that perfect linebacker. He needs to have a bald head, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir, Coach.
Coach, with the bus going into the Hall of Fame this weekend and Brian Urlacher being enshrined, I have to ask the question, is that really a win for the Chicago Bears defense that you brought to Chicago? Is that a win for, because if you see Singletary or Buckus or any of the people, you think of the defenses they played with and all the players surrounding them. Is it extra emotional for you that it's not just Brian Urlacher, but it's the Chicago Bears defense, a defense that you ran in Chicago?
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, most of his teammates say there's a group. You know, when Brian, one of the first times I talked to Brian when he found out he was selected, I mean, his comment was, hey, Coach, can you believe this? We're going in the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
We were having a conversation, but he was talking about he and his teammates, all the people that were a part of helping him and again, the teams that he was on. You know, there's so many. Just think about Lance Briggs. You know, most of the time we saw Brian, Lance Briggs was right there by his side. Charles Tillman, Adewale Ogunleye, sure. Israel Stanley. All these guys, yes, they feel definitely like they're part of this.
Nice collection.
And you were talking about hair. We know Brian's bust is going to have no hair. That's what he chose.
It's the way it should be.
That's how he played, so he left the bust bald.
Can you imagine if the bust had a hairpiece?
Yeah.
Come on, stop it already. All right, Coach, let's talk about your Illini for a second here, because it's a good young recruiting class, and it's a young team at a time when the Big Ten's never been tougher. Obviously, there's stories off the field. We don't know what the situation is going to be at Ohio State going forward, but we know they're still going to be good regardless of who the coach is. And it's just it's a tough time to be young. We know this team's coming, but what should Illini fans expect this year?
Well, it is a tough time to be young, but we're older. You know, this is our second recruiting class. Yeah, last year, of course, starting 15 true freshmen. There's growing pains, but those guys have gotten a lot better through the offseason. We're really excited about this second class added to this group. So we're young, and last year, three opponents really blew us out. We weren't in. The rest of the time, we couldn't finish. Again, our guys have grown up quite a bit. So what the Illini fans should expect is a better product on the football field. We love our schedule. You know, one time leaving the state of Illinois until late October, so we'll see improvement.
Good to have, as it's been stated, a legitimate competition there for quarterback and some names that are pretty big.
Absolutely, it is. And you want competition, legitimate competition, at every position. But it starts with the quarterback position. Cam Thomas, of course, going in as a lead guy at the quarterback position. But we're excited about grad transfer, A.J. Bush, M.J. Rivers, Matt Robinson, Karan Taylor. We have a good group of guys that will be competing.
You open with?
We open with Kent State, first weekend in September. So really excited about that. Need our fans to come out. They're going to help us make this move.
You know, is there any chance we'll see Coach Urlacher in the future, or possibly a motivational speaker for him to come down, a Hall of Famer to talk to the kids?
Well, you know, Hall of Famers have an open invitation wherever they want to go. Any restaurant, of course, any of our practices. Come sit in the office with me. Absolutely. Of course, it's that way for all of my former players there. They know they have a standing invitation. If they need a football fix, we'd love for them to come down.
I haven't done my scouting on Kent State, but with a nickname like the Flashers, they better be big and mean.
Well, they are new head coach that was offensive coordinator for Syracuse, so that spread attack is what we'll see. And now that's kind of college football for the most part. Most teams are spread offenses, so we need to be able to step up to the plate.
Glad you made such a strong commitment to the University of Illinois, Coach. I look forward to seeing your program grow with you, and I really feel like you're the right guy for that team.
Thanks, and you know, again, just pumped up. Have a practice Saturday morning. Going to fly up after that. A lot of great things happening this weekend. Take care.
All the best. Thanks. Coach Lovie Smith talking about his guy, Brian Urlacher.